Bacoor, Cavite. So kung mapunta kayo sa Bacoor, meron pong GCF doon, ha? And so I think he's no stranger to us. Kasi I think he spoke last time doon pa tayo sa Solinad no, ay sa yeah, sa Solinad noon. Several times he spoke with us, and today we invited him to speak again. First time niya raw dito sa Seda. Sa Seda. Okay, so brothers and sisters, let us welcome Pastor Mark Magangat.
Ayun, kapatid. Good morning, GCF New Valley. Can you turn to the person beside you and greet the person beside you a blessed morning? Ayan, baka hindi nyo pa kilala yung katabi ninyo. Ayan. Praise God. I always consider this a great privilege and a blessing to be joining you here in GCF New Valley. And I'm excited with you this morning, especially because our topic this morning is about the next generation, a topic that is so close to my heart. And so when Pastor Irwin invited me and told me that your topic will be the next generation, praise God, because this is something that is very close to my heart. And so if you have your Bibles with you, please turn your Bibles to the book of Psalm, chapter 78. Don't worry, we will not read the whole chapter. But for this morning, we will just read Psalm 78, verses 1 to 8. Yeah, so say amen if you found the verse. Yun, no? Yung mga Bible app nyo, paki-open na rin. Let's all stand in reverence to the reading of God's Word. Psalm 78, 1 to 8. Let's read together. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known that our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might, and the wonders He has done. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and that they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity. We can just dig deep to your word and talk about the next generation. Lord, I pray that you will open our hearts, open our minds, and deposit precious truths and principles in our lives so that we may be able to apply them in our daily life. Do not allow us to leave this place untouched. Do not allow us to leave this place unmoved by your word. Cause us, Lord God, to listen and obey. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now please take your seats. Praise God. Last week as I was preparing for this message, I received an urgent message from my sister who's in Baguio. Sabi niya sa akin, please pray for your niece. And then I asked, why? What's wrong? What happened? And so she narrated that when she was scheduled for a PTC, parent-teacher conference, that week, and card giving, and so she went, and when she went to get the card of her daughter, the advisor told her, Mommy, yung anak niyo po, pakicheck po yung kamay niya. Kasi nakita po namin, may mga marks ng cut sa kanyang kamay. And so my sister, immediately after the PTC and the card giving, went home and checked her daughter, and true enough, nakita niya nga na merong marks ng last yung kanyang daughter. And so sabi ko sa kanya, kalma ka lang, relax ka lang. Right now, what you need to do is to just talk to her calmly. Huwag mo munang pagagalitan. Kausapin mo ng maayos, ng mahinahon, and so on and so forth. Kinausap naman daw, and then sinabi naman nung aking pamangkin that she will not do it again. Ako naman as a tito, who's so far away here in the south, medyo na-alarm ako. And all I could do at that point in time is to uphold them and uphold my niece in prayer. Why am I sharing this? I am sharing this because I know and I believe you will agree with me that iba na ang kabataan ngayon. We live in a very different generation. Our young people, our next gen, they live in a very challenging generation. Tawag sa amin, millennials. Praise God, pasok pa ako doon sa millennials. And so, sino mga millennials? Gen Z, diba? So, kung ano-ano pa. I don't know what will be the next term of the coming generation, but if you look around and you read the news, you hear stories of young people struggling with depression, young people struggling with mental illness, news of suicide, self-harm, drugs, pornography, teenage pregnancy, and so on and so forth. Ito na lang. Actually, when I was scanning for the statistics, nakakalungkot. But it's true. Isa lang ang isi-share ko ngayong umaga. Did you know that suicide is the second leading cause of death among 10 to 19 years old? Yun na lang, nakakalungkot. If you research about the young generation today, ano yung problema nila, magugulat kayo. But eto na nga lang eh. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among 10 to 19 years old. Just this year, after I left my previous school, I taught there. We received a news that one of our students took his own life. Nakalungkot. Because of depression. Nakita na lang siya sa kwarto niya, nagbigte. And that's the reality that we face now a day. The next generation is struggling every single day. Your sons, your daughters, your apos, your children, they are struggling every single day. That is why, as a church, we should be serious in our desire to disciple the next generation. And I praise God for GCF New Valley because you have embraced the call to disciple the next generation and to make multiplying disciples as your DNA. Discipleship is the main thing in the church. Everything we do is geared toward making disciples who in turn will disciple others. We have this mandate as a church, as parents, and even as individual believers to expand in the spiritual training of the next generation. And so the question for all of us is this: what is then our calling as parents and as a church? What does God require of us? What is our calling as parents, as a community of believers towards the next generation? I have entitled my message this morning, Expand on the Next Generation. I borrowed this term from my professor in the seminary. He's actually a visiting professor when I was in Baguio from Southwestern, and he used this term, expand. And I asked him, why expand? What's your concept of expanding on the next generation? And he said, when I use the word expand instead of invest, while I certainly don't disagree that we should invest ourselves in the next generation, John 15:13 tells us that we are called to lay down our lives and lose our lives for Christ. And he said, when we give our lives to others for the sake of Christ, we should be willing to invest and expend, meaning to give everything so that Christ will be glorified in their lives. And so Psalm 78 outlines God's purpose for parents and the church in expending on the next generation. Now again, I encourage you to read the whole chapter before you go to bed tonight. The psalmist Asaph here set the stage by talking about the generation of God's people, and then he begins to narrate God's work among generations of God's people in the past. You see, in the beginning of this psalm, the psalmist Asaph says, I will open my mouth in parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things we have heard and known that our fathers have told us. So he's talking about the past generations, what God has done among his people in the past. But then in verse 4, he said, we will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders he has done. So that's the coming generation. That's the next generation. And then in verse 5, he says, God established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. So he's looking to the past, what God commanded our fathers to teach their children. But here, he transitions to the future, to the next generation, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God. Kung papasinin niyo yung part ng passage na ito, we see here at least four generations. You have the fathers, you've got their children, you've got the children yet unborn, di pa pinapanganak, and then you've got their children. And so, that's where this psalm comes in and encourages us. And so the question here is, what do we do? And this morning, I'd like to share four things in this psalm that I want us all to take into consideration and be encouraged. What do we do? How do we expend on the next generation? First one we see in this passage is this. We teach the next generation what? The Word of God. Because God has given us His Word. Printed form, app form, diba? You can easily access the Word of God. We live in a country wherein we are free to read the Word of God. God has given us His Word, and we have to pass this Word on to the next generation, starting in our homes. This is what we ought to do as people of God. We ought to involve ourselves in teaching the next generation. We want the gospel to be passed on. We want the good news of who God is and what He has done to be passed on to the next generation. We want to teach scriptures to the coming generation. Towards the end of verse 5, he says, He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers to teach to their children. And so the question now is, what do we teach the next gen? Ano ang ituturo natin sa next generation? Verse 4 tells us, we teach them the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might. Meaning to say, we teach the next generation who God is. We teach the next generation who God is. And that everything revolves around God. Everything begins and ends with God. That He is the Creator. We teach them that He is the Sustainer, the Ruler of all, and that He is Sovereign. We teach the next generation who God is. If you don't know who God is, it's very difficult for you to reach out to your children and to the next generation. Next, we teach the next generation the wonders God has done, which is very, very evident in this psalm. The rest of this psalm is narrating it. It is giving an account of an account of what God has done in the history of God's people. Tell them how God has faithfully and powerfully provided for His people from generation to generation. You know the story. A generation, a rebellious generation, and yet the Lord continued to remain faithful to this generation. He remained faithful. He provided for them even in the midst of their grumbling and complaining. He provided for His people from generation to generation. And then we teach the next generation the commandments of God. And so the challenge for us, parents, and all of us, is to make the Word of God the center of instruction at home. But yes, we can teach them about basketball. We can teach them about volleyball, arts, music, and everything. We can teach them all of these things. But more than anything else, we should, we must, and we can teach them the Word of God. Because it's the only thing that will last. Amen? It's the only thing that will last. Heaven and earth will pass away. But the Word of God shall never pass away. Just like that song. Oceans will rise, kingdoms will fall, but the Word of the Lord stands forever. Diba? The Word of the Lord stands for every chance we get. Lahat ng pagkakataon. Kung walang pagkakataon, we make the opportunity. We give them the Word of God. And so we teach them the Word of God. Next, we tell the next generation the stories of God. The stories of God. This psalm is actually the longest historical psalm in the Bible. And when you read through it, you see story after story, account after account of God's work among God's people. That's the picture we see here. That's the picture we're passing on to the next generation. We're telling our children that we are part of this grand story that began long time ago na nagpapatuloy pa rin hanggang ngayon. We want our children to know that the world does not revolve around us. That the world clearly does not revolve around them. The world revolves around God. History revolves around God. And he is weaving together a grand story made up of your lives, made up of our individual lives that we are a part of. So we want the next generation to know the stories of God, His faithfulness, His power. Ikaw, anong kwento mo? What's your God story na pwede mong i-share sa mga anak mo? What's your God story that you can share to the next generation? Third, it's very important for us to tip off our children against sinfulness. In other words, we warn them against sinfulness. The flow of this psalm follows a cycle. Shows us that what God did among His people, how His people turned from Him, and yet He brought them back over and over and over again. Ito yung nakita natin dito sa kwento. This is what we see in this story, in the scripture. How the people of God did not trust Him, but God forgave them anyway and proved His faithfulness, His mercy, and His compassion. And so we want to warn, we want to tip off the next generation that the same thing could happen to you. Na kapag ikaw hindi ka sumunod
it will be a cycle. Na kapag ikaw patuloy sa kasalanan na iyan, it will be a cycle. Yet, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. God has given us stories in His Word for our instructions, to guide us, to guard us, our families, our church, this church, against sin. So that we might warn each other, so that we might warn, including our children. Ito yung ipinapasa dapat natin sa next generation. We teach the scriptures. We tell the stories to warn them against sinfulness. Anak, tignan mo, oh, nangyari sa kanila. Pwedeng mangyari rin ito sa iyo. There are consequences when you turn away from God. We tell them that. I always tell this to people, and I've learned this the hard way. You can choose to sin, but you can never choose the consequences of your sin. Hindi mo pwede sabihin sa Panginoon pag nagkasala ka, Lord, pwede bang ito na lang yung consequence ng kasalanan ko? No. Go ahead, sin. But you can never choose the consequences of your sin. So it's very important for us to tip off the next generation, to warn them against the consequences of sinfulness. And next, we testify of our confidence in God, so that sila din will testify of their confidence in God. We tell and testify to the next generation about God's mercy towards sin. We testify to the next generation how God responds to the failures of His people, because we know the story. They have failed God over and over and over again. Yet God forgave them and proved that He is faithful, not only with His forgiveness, but also with His compassion and mercy. Ang maganda lang po sa Psalm 78, it is not the end of the story. This narration of God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness, and faithfulness ultimately points forward to Christ, the Son of God, who came to pay the penalty of the sins we can never repay, who came to endure the penalty of our faithlessness. The story of God's love to His people, sending His Son to die on the cross, though He had no sin to pay any penalty for, died on the cross to pay the price, took our place. He died on the cross as a substitute for you and for me. That's the story worth celebrating. That's the story we ought to pass on to the next generation. We want this story not to stop in us, with us. We want this story to spread through us. Amen? Through us. Tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might, and the wonders He has done. And when you take a look at these verses 5, 6, 7, and 8, all the times the word "that" and "so that" are mentioned. Look at verse 5. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them. Verse 7, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Verse 8, that they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God. And so this psalm is not just teaching, it's not just telling, it's not just warning and testifying simply for information's sake. It's not only an FYI. This is teaching, telling, and warning for transformation's sake. For transformation's sake. And that is the goal of the Word of God. As Edmund Chan puts it, diba? The Word of God transforms lives. If you apply it in your life, if you allow the Word of God to transform you. And so, what do we hope for? What do we hope to achieve as we expand on the next generation? Yes, we teach. We tell them the stories. We tap them off against sinfulness and testify of our confidence. What are we hoping to achieve? First, that they will know God. We expand on the next generation so that they will know God. We hope, we pray that the next generation will know God in their minds and in their hearts. We want them to know God. Our children would know God deeply. We want the next generation to have an intimate knowledge of who God is. When I was in the seminar, we were required to memorize verses every day. And of course, we would memorize for the sake of grades. Pag hindi ka nakapag-memorize, zero ka for that day. And of course, the downside of being in the seminary sometimes is when you use the Word of God as your textbook instead of as the Word of God. And so there were times in the seminary when we treated the Word of God just as a textbook. We study the Word of God for grade's sake. We study the Word of God for compliance sake. But not really to know God. And so, you know, I always tell people who are in the seminary, strike a balance. Pero tayo, the challenge for us is really, first, for us to know God so that we can share that to the next generation. You cannot share something you do not have. It's very impossible. Next, we expand on the next generation so that they will genuinely trust God. Verse 7, that the knowledge of God in their heads will lead to hope in God in their hearts. So we're not just after head knowledge. We're not just after head knowledge. We're after the heart, which is more important. Kahit naman ngayon, you know, even in leadership forums, what's more important is the heart. We just don't tell stories for the sake of stories. We tell stories so that our children, so that the next generation will believe, will trust God. That they will put their trust in God. That they will trust Him to satisfy them, to be the source of their security, source of their identity, that they will turn away from the negative influence of this world. And so we hope that their hearts will belong to God. We cannot hold on to our children forever. We cannot shelter them for the rest of their lives. At one point in our lives, we'll have to let them go and live their own lives. But if we have discipled them, we have introduced them to the Lord, they know God, they trust God, we will be confident that even if they are not with us, they will obey God. Verse 7 says that they will keep His commandments, that they should not be like their father, stubborn, rebellious, unfaithful. In verse 8, we don't want them to turn away. We want the next generation to keep the commandments of God faithfully. This is what we long for. And so let us make sure, friends, let us make sure that we see them walking into the world, trusting God to lead them, guiding them, satisfying their deepest desires, the deepest desires of their hearts. They don't need to squander their time running after the things of this world because they have God. Ang dami ngayon, searching for meaning in life in the wrong places. Just watch the news. Maybe in your family, maybe you have friends, lost young people. And so let us pray that they will walk with God in obedience to Him. That God will just use them where they are. Anything and everything God has entrusted to them, that God would use them and spend it all for the glory of His people. And so how do we apply this teaching? Yes, that is our desire. That is what we hope for. But how do we apply this simple principle? I'd like to share with you some practical applications we all can do at home, here in church, and even where you are right now. Oops, sorry. The first one is you read the word together. Read the word together. Tell the person beside you, read the word together. Yan, para yan, medyo auditory yung iba sa atin eh, no? Read the word simply. Read through the scriptures with your children. As simple as that. Just read through, pick a story. Huwag kayong, okay mga anak, basa tayo ng Bible. Oh, ito, basahin natin. One verse lang. And Judas hung himself. Ay naku, huwag to anak, lipat tayo. Oh, go and do likewise. Naku, lalo na, patay na. Be what? Sino nung umattend ng IDMC 2019? Ba? Edmund Chan challenged us to be systematic in our Bible reading. Right? Magbabagong taon na 2020. Huhulaan ko kung anong New Year's resolution ninyo. Basahin ang Bible from cover to cover from January to December. Oh, nasaan na kayo ngayon? Genesis pa din. Di ba? So be strategic. Put a structure in your reading. Ang challenge nga niya, di ba? Ngayon pa lang, November, December, prepare na kayo for 2020 in your Bible reading. 3 chapters a day. Now, parents, you have to know ano yung learning style ng mga anak ninyo. Are they auditory? Are they visual? You can use YouTube, ba? To help them understand the Word of God. Just read the Word together. Next, study the Word together. O, diba? So, iba yung reading and iba yung studying the Word together. When you study the Word together, it means you examine the Word. Para matulungan kayo, apply this 4-word principle. You read, you examine, you apply, and you pray. Yun lang. Hindi mo kailangan maging seminarian or pastor para, you know, ma-examine mo yung salita ng Diyos. In the confines of your home, this will help you. You read, you examine, you apply, and pray. Just read the Word and ask. Number one, what does this text teach about God? Ano ang itinuturo ng passage nito about God? That's the first question you ask in your family. Second question, What does this text teach about us about ourselves? Ano ang tinuturo ng Bible about us? Are we sinful? We are prideful? We are whatever. Okay? What's the first question? What does this text teach us about God? Second question, what does this text teach us about ourselves? The third question, what does this text teach us about who Jesus is and why we need Him? So, God, tayo, Jesus. What does this text teach us about Jesus, who Jesus is, and why we need Him? The fourth question is, why does this text teach us about what it means to follow God? What does this text teach us about what it means to follow God? And finally, what does this text teach us about why this matter in eternity? Five things you have to just ask. About God, ourselves, who Jesus is, and why we need Him. What does it mean? What does it teach about us following God? And why it matters? So the first one, read the Word. The second one, is study the Word together. Okay? Your personal time is iba pa yon. The third one is you pray together. Do you pray as a family? Right now, di ba, minsan nakakaligtaan na, no? But you know what? I remember my dad. When we talk about praying as a family, when I was growing up, before going to church, he would gather us and let's pray before you go to church. And then he would schedule a family prayer time. Once in a while. Natutuwa ako kasi of all the things I can remember during my childhood days about my dad, isa to sa mga naalala ko. That he would gather us for prayer before we go to church. And that he would gather us for family meetings and prayer time. Just to pray for one another and just to share what is happening in our lives. And so you pray together. When you pray together, remember P-R-A-Y. P-R-A-Y. P stands for praise. Praise. Just thank God for specific things in your lives. In a way, when you do that, you are actually teaching your family, your children, to be thankful. Diba? Oh, sige, let's pray and start with praise. Thank the Lord for anything. Thank the Lord for a new puppy. Or whatever, anything you can thank the Lord for. Make it specific. Specific dapat. In a way, again, it's teaching your children, your family, to be thankful to God. After P, anong next letter? R. R stands for repent. Meaning you confess. Because we're not perfect, correct? We fall short. We make mistakes, especially parents. I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old boy. Both boys. Ang hirap magpalaki pala, no? Ang hirap magpalaki. It's very, very challenging to be a parent nowadays. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. But when we teach repentance, when we teach our children to confess, we teach them that we are not perfect. And that we have a God who is merciful, loving, and who can forgive our sins. Next letter would be A. A stands for ask. Ask your family member, anong prayer request mo? Honey, ikaw, anong prayer request mo? Your child, kung ilan naman kayo sa family, ask them, anak, what's your prayer request? Pag-pray natin. That's what you do when you pray together. Ask for each other. You can pray for one another. Actually, pwede nyo pang ipag-pray yung kapitbahay ninyo na ang aga-aga nagkakaraoke na or hanggang gabi nagkakaraoke. Pray for your church. Pray for the community. Pray for our city. Pray for our nations. So P stands for praise. R for? Repent. A for ask. Y for yield. Yield your life. yield your family to God, saying, Lord, here's our family. Use us however you want to use us. As for me and my house, sabi diba sa Bible, we will serve the Lord. So you pray together. So read the word together, study the word together, pray together, and sing together. Do you sing together? I challenge you to try to apply this principle in the family. Ngayon, wala na. Hindi na nila alam yung this is the day. Hindi na nila alam yung with Christ in my vessel, I can smile at the... alam pa nila. Hindi na nila alam yung Father Abraham has many children. Diba? And other kids' song. Sing together. It's an opportunity for us to teach our children worship. The songs that you sang kanina, kantahin nyo sa bahay. Isang linggo, Spotify playlist. This is our playlist for the week. O, diba? It's up to you. But the point is, you sing, you worship together. I know this is challenging, but it can be done. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, it can be done. It can be done. Because, you know, enjoy that time with the Lord. Sing action songs. It's okay. Even if you're not a good singer, okay lang yan. May YouTube naman. Okay, sundan natin yung actions. In a way, we are teaching our children worship. And of course, equally important principle is memorize together. Praise God for your pastor. Huh? He's been posting memory verse from old and new. Ayan. And I think the challenge for us as a family and even as the body of Christ is to memorize together. To commit God's word to memory. Together. Gawin niya yan. Because you will instill in their minds, the minds of your children, that the word of God will last. I remember a friend we were discussing just last week. Sabi niya, siguro kung wala akong alam na salita ng Diyos. Kasi right now, he's looking for a job. He's floating. He's been trying to apply for work. Pero it seems na wala pa rin positive results. And he's at the point of giving up. Pero sabi niya, siguro kung wala akong salita ng Diyos, kung wala akong alam na salita ng Diyos, kung wala akong huhugutin na salita ng Diyos, down na down ako ngayon. Diba? If we don't memorize the Word of God, where will we get, you know, strength? Where will we get encouragement? Paano pag biglang pinagbawal ng bansa natin? Bawal ang Bible! Sunugin yan! Pinagbawal ang mga Bible app. Eh, hindi ka nag-memorize ng Bible mo. Saan ka uhugot? But my point, ladies and gentlemen, is we are to commit God's word to memory as a family. Challenging. I see your faces. Parang, kaya ko kayang gawin to. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, kaya natin to. With conviction, kaya natin to. Parang ano eh, hindi conviction. Kaya natin to. Just to share with you, as I've mentioned a while ago, the IDMC 2019 is really an eye-opener for us as a couple because it has challenged us. God used that to challenge us to be intentional in discipling our children in terms of devotion and reading God's Word. So just recently, we started our family devotion. Nakakatawa kasi we decided to do it nighttime. We gather together just to read the Word of God, use a devotional, and then ask, oh, what did you learn? Marcos, of course, Caleb is just 6 years old. You really have to ilagay sa level niya. And then we pray together. We're reading now the life of Paul in Acts. So, kaya yan. Kaya. All you need to do is to be consistent, to be intentional in doing it. Parenting based on God's word is the main thing for children under God. But God means for parenting to happen in a community that helps provide what parents need. And so the challenge for us is that we mirror Psalm 78 in our homes. So the next generation, all the way down to the next generation and beyond, might know God, might trust God, might obey God. Kasi we don't want to be casual. We don't want to be casual about the spiritual lives of our children. We don't want to be casual about, you know, the eternal destiny of our children. We have to be intentional. Just as you set your, you know, time with the Lord, we have to be intentional. And I always tell this to people I meet when we talk about the next generation. If we, God's people, will not do something about this generation, we are going to lose them in the process. We are going to lose them kapag wala tayong gagawin. I'd like to end with this video. It's entitled, "You're Losing Us." Let's watch this.
You'll find us laughing,
playing, and talking.
You'll find us hurting,
lying,
fighting,
and crying.
You'll find us in homes,
in schools,
and in malls.
You'll find us in parks,
on the streets,
and in churches.
We are your children.
We are your children.
We are your children.
We are your children.
Your youth.
And your responsibility.
The call of the world continues to weaken the influence of our families and the church over us.
It's becoming harder and harder for us to hear the message of God's love.
The time is ripe for an emphasis on the children and youth of this world.
We need a church that will minister to us and incorporate us into the church family.
We need to know we matter.
We need to know that we are loved.
We need to know that life has a purpose.
We are disciples in training, not disciples in waiting.
Please don't underestimate us.
We are the church of today and the church of the future.
But you are in danger of losing us.
You're losing us.
You are losing us.
You're losing us.
You're losing.
You're losing.
You're losing us.
You're losing us.
You're losing us.
You're losing us. We are within your grasp.
Will you do what it takes to reach us?
Will you teach us how to live?
You can help change our lives. Please take the time to share Christ with us.
Because in 10 years, I will be 20.
In 10 years, I'll be 15.
I'll be 19,
20,
21,
22,
21,
17,
I'll be 18,
I'll be 15.
The question is,
the question is,
the question is,
the question,
the question,
the question is,
the question is,
the question,
the question is,
the question is,
in 10 years, will it be too late?
Let me tell you, it's not too late. And let me just briefly expand the concept of the next generation. If you're in your 60s right now, your next generation is the people under you, 50s. If you're in your 50s right now, your next generation are the people who are in the 40s, 30s, people in the 20s, and so on and so forth. So the challenge for us is to expand our lives for the next generation. At this point in time, I'd like to pray for our next gen, 35 years old and below. If you're 36, sorry na lang, 35 lang and below, next time siguro na ma-invite ako, we'll pray for 36 years old and above. So I'd like to request all the 35 years old and below to please stand. Yan. May I request all the next gen? Wow. Wow, praise God. Ang dami niyo pala. And as you stand, may I request you to please come forward and I'd like to pray for you. We'll be asking the church even to pray for you. Come on, please. Let's call on all our next gen. I'd like to offer a special prayer for you. Can you come here in front? Just gather here in front. Wow. Just like this morning, ang dami palang next gen. Praise God for the next gen of GCF Novali. You are the future of this church, and we ought to expend our lives. Sige, one line kayo hanggang doon. And pray for you. May I request the congregation to please stand? And at this point in time, we are going to offer a special prayer for our next gen. Wow, praise God. Palapakan naman natin ang mga next gen ng GCF Novali. Shall we pray for them? Let's extend our right hand sa kanila. Let's extend and offer a prayer. Prayer that they will continue to know God, that they will continue to just trust God, and that they will continue to obey God. That they will continue to be discipled by us, so that they will in turn will be discipled by others. I'll give you a few seconds to individually pray for them, and then I will close. So let's pray. Lift them up to the Lord in prayer. Oh God, we come to you this morning, acknowledging, Lord God, that you love this generation. Thank you, Father, because you want them to grow in the knowledge of you. Father, help us disciple them so that they will know you, they will trust you genuinely, and that they will obey you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father, because we know that you are not yet done with them. Help us, Lord God, to be intentional in reaching out to them. I pray, Lord God, for the next gen of GCF Novali, Lord God, that you will cause them to grow in the knowledge of you, that you will cause them, Father, to serve you, that you will cause them, Lord God, to share the love of God to people around them, to their brothers, sisters, friends, classmates, office mates, relatives. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you are weaving each of their lives to be part of this great grand story of your love, of your forgiveness, of your redemption, of who you are. And so, Father, in a special way, we lift them up to you, knowing fully well that you love them, knowing fully well, Lord God, that you have a purpose and that you have a plan for them. Lord, at times it's hard. At times they're struggling. Sometimes they would lose faith and trust. But Father, pag dumating po yung mga oras na sila po ay napanghihinaan ng loob, I pray that you will embrace them with your love, embrace them with your presence, embrace them with the truth, Lord God, that you love them. I pray, Lord God, for each family represented here this morning, that you will continue to provide for all their needs, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and even spiritually. Bless GCF Novali, Lord God, as they pursue their call to make multiplying disciples, to draw, develop, and deploy disciples wherever you have placed them. We thank you, Father, for we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say, amen and amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Thank you, next gen. You know, please take your seats. Praise God for your lives. Wow. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, can we give God a clap offering for that wonderful message He imparted to us today? Thank you, Pastor.